I'm Jane Doe, and you're listening to my podcast on digital literacy. Today, we're exploring how understanding both historical and current technological and scientific issues has changed the way I think about digital literacy. We'll also dive into the ethical responsibilities that come with using digital tech in education. Let's kick off with a thought-provoking idea. As an educator, I want to foster critical thinking in my students so they can make informed decisions and be active, democratic citizens both on and off screen. But in this digital age, it's not just children who need critical awareness. Adults, and especially educators, are also trying to keep up with fast-changing technology and need to update their skills and build their awareness. As Sonia Livingstone points out, this is actually a chance for teachers, parents, and children to learn together as equals. Gaining knowledge and understanding context is key to becoming critically aware. It helps us see others' perspectives, and for students, our future digital citizens, it's what moves them beyond black and white thinking, which is often shaped by bias, assumptions, and discrimination. The media and literature I've explored in the Digital Literacies for Education module really highlight how critical reflection is essential if we want to make sustainable, positive change in this fast-paced digital era. What also stood out to me was how gaining deeper insights brings a sense of reassurance, not just by recognizing historical patterns, but also by helping us see clearly what we don't want to carry forward. This kind of learning, rooted in reflection, empathy, and critical thinking, is exactly what I want for my students. I want them to feel confident, not just with knowledge, but with the skills to question, challenge assumptions, see different perspectives, and make ethical, thoughtful choices. If we can nurture this in the classroom, we're not just teaching content to satisfy the workplace, we're empowering compassionate, informed digital citizens ready to navigate and improve a changing world. With that awareness in mind, let's look at the ethical responsibilities around using digital tech in schools. First, student privacy is a major issue, especially with weak regulations around children's data. Rimpal highlights how student data is mined and sold without proper safeguards, and a Wall Street Journal video documents how classrooms are being used as test labs to gather this data. This shows how neoliberal politics have crept into education. Not only are tech companies testing surveillance tools, they're also building brand loyalty and promoting products through student engagement. Ethical research should minimize harm, yet the video shows some students felt real pressure, raising concerns about possible long-term effects. Shockingly, many parents were still giving consent. That just shows how important critical awareness is for everyone. The Dark Posthuman by Polsky, along with Harari's quote on his website that history began when humans invented gods and will end when humans become gods, echo Winterson's reminder, AI is created and programmed by humans. Safeguarding children from other online risks like bullying and predators also demands broader societal awareness. Bortnick's video really drives this home. It shows the dangers of letting kids use tech without first being taught about how it works and its risks. It's a clear call for adults to get involved, to understand the tech themselves, and grow with their kids in this digital world. False assumptions, like thinking virtual communication isn't real, or that kids are naturally more digitally literate, can leave them vulnerable. Digital literacy has to be taught and include these deeper ethical layers. Now, as digital tools are here to stay, we also need to talk about access. Every child should have a device and Wi-Fi, just like they've always had school books. When used thoughtfully, as Hobbs explains, digital tools can give all students, no matter their background, ability, or needs, a voice. They can support inclusion, diversity, creativity, and equity both inside and beyond the classroom. A great example is the Inspire Learning Program from the Scottish Borders Council. Students receive iPads, and both children and their teachers get training. Some may question Apple's commercial interest in this, which obviously plays a role, but I believe the benefits outweigh the drawbacks, and student learning and well-being has clearly been prioritized. And finally, the big question, who is responsible? From what we've explored today, I think it's clear. Educators, parents, policymakers, tech companies, and society as a whole, we all share responsibility. Each of us has a part to play in educating, protecting, and creating safe digital spaces for children. Thanks for joining me, and I hope this conversation has given you some food for thought.